Hello, and welcome to the first Neo-Latin podcast of the Society for Neo-Latin Studies. In every podcast, we will introduce Neo-Latin verse by a certain poet, giving some biographical information and briefly discussing one or more of his poems. Today, we will be looking at three epigrams by the Welsh poet John Owen, known in Latin as Ioannes Audoinus. He was born in circa 1563 in Carnarvonshire and died in 1622. He was educated at Winchester School and at New College, Oxford, and became a schoolmaster after he left university in 1591. His 10 books of epigrams first appeared in 4 instalments between 1606 and 1613 and were immensely popular. They led to him being nicknamed the British Marshal across Europe. The epigrams were reprinted 9 times in England and at least 37 times on the continent before the end of the 17th century. His work enjoyed so much success that he was the most widely read British author of the period. His epigrams are witty and carefully crafted, yet in one of his first poems, Owen intentionally underplays the quality of his work. In epigram 1.3, addressed to John Hoskins, he writes, "Hic liber est mundus, homine sunt Hoskine versus, in venies paucus hic, ut in orbe bonos." This book is like the world. The people are, Hoskins, the verse. You will find as few good verses here as you find good men in the world. In epigram 6.3, Owen explains the figure of speech Hysteron proteron, or reverse order, showing his fondness for Oxford, his alma mater. Hysteron est proteron praepostera forma loquendi, exempli causa cant brigioxonium. Reverse order is a preposterous way of speaking, for example, Cambridge before Oxford. Epigram 10.66 is concerned with the relationship of Owen and his contemporaries to the long tradition of poets that went before them. Carpimus extremas voces et verba priorum. Priscorum, qui nunc scribimus, echo sumus. We harvest the last expressions and words of those before. We, who now will write, are the echo of the ancients. For more information about the Society for Neo-Latin Studies, please take a look at our website, which can be found at warwick.uk/fac/arts/ren/snls and is always updated with the latest news and events. Thank you for listening.